Vanessa Clark hails from Waikato, Ngati Tipa, Ngati Tahinga, Ngati Amaru. And Vanessa is the Executive Director of Kanapu with Ngā Pai o Te Māramatanga, our Centre of Research Excellence. And she's kindly with us today to talk about Kanapu and Hui Hihiri. Thanks for joining us on the show today, Vanessa. Ko Dale, tēnei. Nau mai.
Tēnā koe, Dale. Tēnā koutou e whakarongo mai ana. Kia ora.
Kia ora. I've got a lot of respect for the people from Ngā Pai o Te Māramatanga. It's been a wonderful vehicle to elevate the status of Māori research, and I'm pleased to have you join us to talk about Kanapu. Maybe you could just tell us what that is to start us off, please, Vanessa.
Yes, thank you. So Kanapu is a six-year program that has been funded by the Ministry of Business, Innovation and Employment. And our goal and purpose is around building capability and capacity of our people that are sitting in hapori Māori settings, our Māori researchers, Māori scientists and innovators. And so we're about creating connection, encouraging our people to stay in the places that they're doing their mahi, helping them to lead and accelerate into the different spaces where they are practicing, and hopefully creating a bit of a reverberation. So we lead with Hiko Hiko Te Uira, Papati Whakitiri E, I Kanapu Ki Te Rangi, Haruruana Te Ao. So the reverberation is really what excites me about Kanapu. What can we do that creates a ripple effect or creates change, but it has a positive impact for our people?
Tēnā koe, when we look back across those last half dozen years then, who are some of the people or the kaupapa that stand out which might illustrate this approach?
Well, if I think about Ngā Pai o Te Māramatanga itself, it has really been the primary vehicle for the last 20 years, helping our people to achieve in academic settings. I think you know the kōrero, Dale, but some of the listeners may not. That when Ngā Pai o Te Māramatanga was established as New Zealand's first and only Centre of Māori Research Excellence, there were very few PhDs. And 20 years later, we now have over 800 PhDs that have a connection to Ngā Pai, whether they've been able to be supported through grants, through Ngā Pai and the different institutions. So I think that's one really positive impact that reverberates across te ao Māori, but also across our Indigenous whanaunga across the world.
What is the upshot of that success when we look at the numbers with PhDs, doctorates across the board? What's the flow-on effect, perhaps even through whānau, inspiring others to go on an academic journey by those who have attained their doctorates, Vanessa?
I'd like to think so. You know, our whānau is probably a good illustration, and I can only speak for my own whānau, but, you know, I understand that there are now generations of whānau who are going through higher education, going into university institutions, and then also into other higher learning spaces as well. But I do think, you know, at a local level, if I think about our own whānau, certainly we see that, which is great. But it's only one option, and that's the other part of the puzzle too, Dale, is that the higher learning spaces through institutions, that's one vehicle, but a lot of our whānau actually can achieve success by staying in their own communities and becoming, you know, the mātanga and the tuhunga in those settings as well. So I don't think it's a one or the other thing. I definitely think we need all the different diversity of thought, diversity of practices across te ao Māori.
Politically, has it been universally supported across those 20 years? I'm just thinking, as we see a lot of other kaupapa Māori being compromised, has that occurred relevant to political change as well? Or is Ngā Pai or Te Māramatanga devoid of political interference?
Well, I'm probably not the best person to comment on that. We do have our co-directors, our Pau Matarua in Waimaria, Linda Nikora, and Professor Tahu Kukutai, both who you know well. But like many things, we are political. As Māori, we are political. We learn at an early age. what that starts to look like in marae, being part of our whānau, being in our hapu settings and iwi. So I think when we take another lens and we think about political spaces in terms of central government, local government, we are very politically oriented. We learn it at an early age. It's more a case of what are we able to influence in a particular setting.
Tēnā koe. So yeah. ngā pai is 2 decades old, Kanapu 6 years down the track. Should you touch for a moment, please, Vanessa, on hui hihiri?
Yeah, thanks, Dale. We're actually only 2 years into it. We are funded for 6 years, so we're coming up to our halfway mark next year. But in year one, which was last year, we launched our inaugural hui hihiri national online wānanga, and we were able to attract over 400 whānau Māori into that space. And this year's hui hihiri, which is taking place on the 1st and 2nd of May, is fully online. Again, our hope is that we will attract Māori audiences who are interested in elements of self-discovery if it comes to things like Māori conceptual frameworks, hauoro te taiao, or even being able to connect in with rangatahi who are leading in some research spaces as well. So our theme this year is Hiki Wairua, the power is within us. And that comes from taking a leap from last year, which was really a celebration of things Māori. But this year we're wanting to make sure that whānau can be energised, they can come into the space and hear from people, but also connect and have conversations. Some of those conversations might be courageous ones, around many, many different kaupapa. So I'm really pleased that we have been able to announce our keynote speakers, of which we have 5, and they'll be speaking over the 2-day period. We will have some panels, and we will also have some breakouts as well.
Tēnā koe, all online. Who will be involved as participants? But you mentioned 5 keynote speakers. Maybe you could touch on a couple of those to illustrate the quality of the kōrero we could anticipate.
Yes, ka pai, thank you. So we have our opening keynote is via Taina Boasadeen, and Taina will be bringing her lived experience talking about things, te whare o te whakaaro nui, Māori philosophies, atuatanga, those sorts of kaupapa, big kaupapa that really have been growing in both importance but also visibility in the time that Kanapu has been underway. We go to the far south. We have Anne-Marie Jackson, who will be joining us as well. Anne-Marie has been the co-director of a research institute at Otago University of late, but she's also now pivoted into a whānau consulting space, and she'll be talking to us about what she calls the second wave of kaupapa Māori researchers. We go to the far north, where we have Tammy Taurua talking about some of the mahi that she's doing with her people of Ngāti Kuri, and how they are looking at living their best approaches to mana Māori motuhake when it comes to papakāinga development and creating economic opportunity for their people. And then if we come back further south to Auckland, Tamaki, we have Wendy Tuggy, who was speaking with us as well, and then also Che Wilson, who's no stranger to kaupapa around Puanga. So that just gives you a bit of a flavour for who we can expect to hear from.
Tēnā koe, from your assessments, Vanessa, when we look back across time, we put a template together about culturally appropriate ways to conduct interviews and research. Now, that's applicable to us in the way that we deal with each other, Māori, but I'm wondering what influence it might have had too on the way others might conduct interviews and research with our people, non-Māori. We know that we are the most researched people of all time in many ways, but do you think that the approaches championed by Ngā Pai o te Māramatanga across the last 2 decades is having an influence on the way other researchers operate?
Oh, absolutely. And I think we just need to look at things like the International Indigenous Research Conference, that is a biennial conference that Ngā Pai hosts, the ability to bring many Indigenous peoples into that particular fora to share their learnings about how they conduct research. There's opportunities for, what do you call it, bi-directional learnings, if you will, and the knowledge exchange that happens in those spaces. So there's definitely opportunity spaces for sharing, whether that's about how research might be conducted. You'll know that some of the big kaupapa that happens across Indigenous spaces currently relates to things like Indigenous data sovereignty, Indigenous data governance. But more importantly, and going forward, we're also seeing what is the emergence of AI and what's the impact of artificial intelligence, not just on the ability to put your pātai into something like ChatGPT, but also what does that mean for us in terms of how to be good kaitiaki of our own mātauranga, as it were. So there was definitely a place where I think over the 20 or so years that Ngā Pai has been in operation, we have been able to lead in some of these spaces, but it's also been bi-directional. So how can we also offer into other spaces and also learn from other spaces, Indigenous spaces mostly, Kilda?
Yeah, tēnā koe. ChatGPT, my son showed me how quick it responds when you throw up some ideas at it. But really, ChatGPT is just nicking ideas off others, isn't it? And so you mentioned data sovereignty, and while we accept that AI is part of the future, there are some ethical considerations about how they derive the information that they spit back out at us, is there not?
There are many ethical considerations, and, you know, importantly, when we think about Indigenous data sovereignty and Māori data sovereignty and even research that's conducted across Aotearoa, the idea of ethics and having free, prior, informed consent of people who are party to the research or who might even be secondary to the research, you know, those sorts of things can slide away or just go off the radar completely when you have you know, artificial intelligence essentially scraping the internet to provide answers to you. And so then that presents a different set of ethical considerations. We were really fortunate as part of our Kamapu Mātanga Talk series to have Associate Professor Te Taka Keegan speak to us. And I'll send the links through to you, Dale, but may be able to put them up on the Wātea website. For whānau, Te Taka spoke about not only his career and journey in te reo Māori and in te reo Māori in technology spaces, but also what does that look like when we've got generative AI out there as well. So really interesting topic. I'm not a mātanga by any stretch of the imagination in that space deeply, but I do think Te Taka had some valuable insights for whānau, but also for iwi. What might our iwi entities start to consider, and how might we think more deeply about how our mātauranga shows up in AI-trained models, and how do we, you know, essentially either pull that back or insert some type of validation system into that world as well.
Because they can nick phrases but not attribute them to anyone. When I say they, this is AI, I don't know, it's going crazy at the moment. Like I say, my son threw a few ideas and all of a sudden went like that, and, you know, it all read really well as though some academic had written it. And I wonder whether you can you spot AI quickly yourself?
Myself? No, and the reason I say no is that we've been actually using it for quite a while in different spaces, and so I think while it's not new in terms of it's been used previously, the speed at which I guess it's landed in our consumer everyday spaces has become quite phenomenal. And so the ability to, you know, verify something, the ability to look at the attributions or the references, those things are quickly going by the by, as you already indicated. And so it's really hard then to, you know, trust what information might be served back to you using any of the AI technology. So I do think it's going to require another level of perception of our people, around how do they consume information. So it's one thing to ask the question. It's another thing to have the wherewithal to query, does that sound right? Te Taka really does give a good example and summary for us in his kōrero that I spoke about. And we're really lucky to have people like him that have been sitting in computer science spaces for the last 30 years and watching this play out and looking at the impacts on te reo Māori, but also looking at what does that mean for, say, your dialectal differences? What does that mean for your kiwaha in your particular hapu iwi setting? So it's a really interesting space, and I do think it's one that we should be cognizant of and be tuned into, lest we be served disinformation and misinformation, if you know what I mean, because it is scraping. There is no real regulation around what is tika and what is puno. Having said that, I do think there are probably some good things that are coming forward. For example, the ability to get answers to questions a lot more quickly than we might have been able to do previously. But again, it's what is that level of perception around, is this accurate? What is the attribution for those sources? And I do think our Māori researchers have done a great job in influencing and shaping how mātauranga Māori is attributed, so that it's not extracted in ways that it could be commercialised without our knowledge or taken into other spaces.
Well, it's happened like this. A bit like the Wild Wild West at the moment. And, of course, we saw major global organisations, Google, Facebook, etc., being taken to task for accessing and using articles that were written by others with at no cost, seemingly. So we've seen in Australia and in New Zealand those big players being taken to task. And, again, AI allows the appropriation of Māori knowledge that was collated by others, no reference necessarily to their efforts or recompense, ne?
That's correct. That's 100%.
Well, I hope you can resolve it all on our behalf then. I hear that AI is going to overtake human intelligence within the next year or two. Capabilities.
I think I'd like to think our curiosity as humans, our connection with te taiao, means that on the surface, while it might be able to process vast amounts of information a lot more quickly, there's still a part of me that thinks, but actually the kākano or the seed for an idea is still a very human thing. And I don't think AI will take that away from us. A lot of it will come down to what do we feed it. So if we are prepared and happy to feed technology systems our information and our mātauranga and our data, well, obviously it will have an advantage. But I do think, and I have hope for humanity, that there are things that can only be a human endeavour.
Empathy, compassion, these sorts of things, which are part of how we make up reports, all of these things, well, AI can't replicate that. We should feed it cyanide, but that probably wouldn't work either. But anyway, we'll do our best. Hope the hui goes well. If anyone's interested, I mean, is it an open door or you need to register? You need to have some quals to be part of this hui hihiri?
Hui hihiri is open to everyone. And so we encourage any of our whānau, any of our listeners, to go to our website, kanapu.māori.nz/register. And coming up to the event, we'll be publishing the program, and so our participants will receive that. Similarly, we are launching a resource called He Kura no Te Ao Atua, and they will also receive that during the conference as well, or during our wānanga. So it is free to register. Our registration form really is just helping us to understand more about some of the kaupapa our whānau are involved in, what are some of their challenges, so that we might be able to respond then as we did with the launch of Ue Matare last year, with things that can actually help propel our people forward in their aspirations and in their endeavour. So free registration, kanapu.maori.nz/register.
Tēnā koe. Vanessa Clark with us, and obviously they would prefer real humans to be involved in this. iBots.
Absolutely.
iBots not.
Please do not bring your AI companion, Kelda.
Okay. Kelda. Good talking with you, Vanessa. Thanks very much for sharing some time with us. Tuhine.
Thank you. Ngā mihi.
Ngā mihi. Vanessa Clark.